Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all come into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's what it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be incredible how he used the hardest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
TNT, District 12, get ready. District 11, get ready. Get ready, District 10. District 9, get ready. Get ready, District 8. Get ready, District 7. District 6, get ready. District 5, water, water, drip, drip, drip. Area code 281, pump up the tires, don't be late, get ready, bus lady. Area code 754, Miss On lady, get ready. Danny in Dallas, get ready. Area code 360 walk. The brother from another mother. Get ready. Hit me. TNT. Oh, sookie, sookie now. Hey, TNT. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? So you're ready. Cause Oki got you ready. Then Tony got you ready. Ray got you ready. Then Pam got you ready. DC got you ready. G-Man got you ready. The Mods got you ready. And Dad got you ready. Tish got you ready. 865-281. Some of the callers, just for fun, got you ready. Congratulations to Iraq, the Coalition of Nations, the Narland, and the TNT family. Now, the RV is ready. It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT. Super fantastic. Today is Monday, December 4, 2023. Raven 98 here, along with. That's your cue.
Oh, I'll say, did you mute your phone?
What do you mean?
I mean, it was so much static and noise going on, we couldn't even hear the music.
What, just then? Oh, I don't know what
just then
caused that.
I was going to say, you got to start this call all over. I don't know what that was. Man.
Yeah, sounded good.
Especially the last part, well, I mean, it could have just been me, but oh, my God. Nope. Oh, wait. Wait, I'm sorry. The mistress of TNT, not mistress, I mean Mrs., not mistress, the queen. Tish said it was fine, so I guess I'm just supposed to shut up. I think it was just me. She said it was fine. Okay. Let's get this party started. I like that new one, man. That was cool. So everybody got us ready. And we're ready. So let me start the call off by saying this for everybody. Hopefully, I mean, we're into our last time frame. So a couple of things. I can't, and I probably wouldn't if I could anyway, but I physically cannot sign up your emails or your phone numbers. The system won't let me do that. That's why it says you have to do that. Well, I just sign everybody up to receive it or not. You have to do that. Send me emails, text messages, requests. They'll sign you up to the email you pay. Doesn't do either one of us any good. Because a lot of times lately, I just delete it. I don't even respond to it because I've said it several times. That is something you have to do. However it detects from its system, whatever, you have to physically go in and subscribe yourself. It will not let me subscribe you, or there wouldn't be a voluntary system there. It will not let me put your phone numbers in. It's something you're going to have to do, not me. So we understand that. That's why those blocks are there for you to check privacy, everything else, and saying you authorize this, not Tony. So I'll tell you how to do it. I've told you how to do it. G-Man tells you how to do it every single call that we do, except he wasn't on the last one. So there's no reason not to know how to do it. Click on the link and go do it. I can't help you with that. Now, what I can help you with is this process is still going. Nothing has happened so far. Everything's moving in the right direction. Nobody has said anything, not one single thing negative about the currency. It's going to happen. We're just waiting for it to happen. Somebody sent me something this morning about one of the gurus said he's going to stick his neck out and promise everybody that it's going to happen by the end of the year or end of the month. And I said, that's the same BS that he always does, because Sudani has told every single one of us who's paid attention, verbally and in black and white. And I'm sure I showed it to you guys, because I reckon that this process will be completed before the end of the year. So I don't understand how you can stick your neck out for something that the prime minister of the country already said was going to happen. Doesn't make any sense to me, because he already said it was going to happen. We're just trying to beat him to the punch. We're just trying to figure out that moment before it happens, that day before it happens, is what we're trying to do. So we can be ready to go. We all know what's happening. They're announcing agreements with countries in the news every single day. They're announcing banking connections. They're announcing trade agreements. They're having meetings this week on the rate that they're going to trade at with these new agreements. I would think they need a new international rate to do that. Well, they could just say it. I'm saying that. This is what we're going to do when it comes up. But I would think most people want to see that rate live. All right. So there was an expectation on Friday for it to happen over the weekend or by Monday. By Monday. That's what I was getting from all my three-letter guys, banking system, even my guy in Iraq. They all felt it would happen by Monday. That would be today. We all know it's going to happen by the end of the month. First of the year, everybody knows that. What we don't know is what day prior to that. It's funny, because when those agencies, everybody was saying by Monday, our council guy came back and said, Monday through Wednesday is when it's going to happen. That's what he said. But everybody else said by Monday. He said Monday through Wednesday. Said, okay. They're still both saying Monday, so we'll see. Well, he's still saying Monday through Wednesday. The agencies are now saying Monday or Tuesday. They're saying, oh, wait, let's see. I'm not there. Actually, I got within the next 48 hours, it will happen. But Monday through Tuesday. So But here's the thing. I have some banks that are saying after 4 o'clock today. They won't elaborate, but they're saying they're looking for it after 4 o'clock Eastern today. And that's where we're at. The rates are still there. They can still see the rates. They just can't process any yet. But they're still there. Is it still going to happen? It's beyond happening. Again, the green light was already given. It has been released to the IMF. And everybody's sitting around waiting for that moment that they pick. So somewhere between today and hopefully Wednesday, because I'll go with him on the outside base. I think it'll be over before Thursday meeting. I like it to be after 4 o'clock this evening, since that's what the banks are told. But I accept it tomorrow. So no bad news for me to give you guys. I know some of you thrive on that. Here it goes again. Here goes something happening. There is not. I can tell you Iran, the militia, are doing the best they can to cause chaos. They're attacking the base, They're now attacking ships out in the water, anything trying to get us to overreact. The U.S. has now said that we'll act proportional, but we're not going to overreact. This isn't going to stop because there's too many countries involved. It's going to happen. And remember this. Both our government and Iraqi government, most governments around the world, will stop operating about December the 15th. Basically between 15th and 20th for the holidays. They will leave, go home. Nothing happens. Everybody wants this to happen before then. What's today, the 4th? Yeah. So hopefully tonight I'll take any steps after 4 o'clock. But if not tomorrow, at least by Wednesday. And I can live with that. But I can live knowing it's only 11 days and it's going to happen anyway. But if Iraq is already put out there, they're not doing the dollars. They're already putting out there, the banks are now transporting the dollars themselves. They already put out there the electronic payment system at the gas station was supposed to start on the 1st, has already started. They've already put out there today, that they have restarted Western Union and the MasterCards today. That's a big one. Today, they have restarted them. They're able to use their money internationally. They're able to transfer money internationally. The system is up and running, effective today. Could be what we're waiting for after 4 o'clock. Could be something else. But I'm happy. Ray, did you see the text that I sent you?
No.
It's still
oh, yeah.
There.
About the birthday thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Let's get started then.
I don't know who that's from, though. Somebody has a daughter named Tatiana, who's turned 29 today. So happy birthday to Tatiana. I guess I pronounced that correctly. Happy birthday.
All right.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna.
bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Hold on before you start, Ray, because I knew that was a mistake. I knew that was a mistake. First of all, I don't know who that was. Somebody just sent it to me. Second of all, don't send me all the guy you want to say happy birthday to. Ray already has that in place. So I can tell you, stop sending them. I'm not doing it. Okay? Stop sending them right now, all of you. I shouldn't have never did that one. Ray has a system in place. Use his system. That's why he did it. Okay? All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. All right.
What did you learn?
Yeah. And never did it. My bad.
All right. Thank you for that. Cinderelli 11 says, if things don't go as planned at my initial exchange appointment, and I feel like I may want to take some of my currency to another bank, how do you see this going? Do I call the 800 number again to make another appointment, or would I be on my own to meet with the wealth manager at the new exchange bank?
I don't know what their procedure is, but that's what I would do. I mean, if I'm not happy or I don't want the full rate, then we'll. Matter of fact, I'll give you a little insight right now. So, if they tell me the cap on the highest rate, and I'm giving away some stuff to you guys, so anyway, they tell me the cap on the highest rate is $20 million. I need to know that $20 million in the system, no matter who I go to, or is just $20 million with this bank. That's the first thing, and I don't know how they set it up. And they say, well, as far as we know, it's right here. Then, okay, then that's all you get, because I'm going for the highest rate. So I'm going to go to another bank and try to do the same thing. Now, if that doesn't work, because that may not work, they said, no, it's in the system now, you already did that. Okay, then guess what? I'm going to give $20 million, and I'm telling you right now, to my sister, brother, uncle, cousin, best friend, because we're going to do this. Because I'm going to do this. And I'm going to go to Wells Fargo, and he's going to go to Citibank, and he's going to go to Chase, and he's going to go to blah, 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 blah. But that's just me. Because you guys have to understand, even though I do that, I'm going to get the most for everybody. It's in those individuals' names. So there's some complications and steps you have to take beyond that to know it or to use that strategy, which if you'd have went to Ray's class, you'd already know what that was. But if not, then those of you going to his class on Thursday that asked, when's your class? Is it Thursday?
Wednesday. The one in New Orleans.
Going to Wednesday.
Knowledge.
You better ask. So, yeah, you'll be able to maximize what you have because that's the name of the game. So they maxing out. Let us max out. So, and let me say this while I'm saying it because I thought about it over the weekend. I thought about where we're going to go from here. Guys, I only give you my thoughts. In my beliefs. I'm not giving you my advice because I don't give out advice because I don't have a giving out device agree. I'm not a consultant advisor, nothing. And I'm not fiduciary responsible for any of you. Everything you'll do is on your own choice. But I do what I do. I've done what I've done for the last 10, 15 years in the hopes that we changed the government's numbers, but not just that. In the hopes that I'm able to help some of you achieve your goals and dreams, but not just that. My biggest hope, wish, desire is that each one of you share what you've learned. And it's a network marketing term, it's a life term, but each one reach one to teach one. That's really the goal. This is just the foundation. But you've got to share the knowledge. It doesn't help for us to hoard the knowledge. Oh, only I know how to multiply my numbers. Only I know how to get the great numbers. Well, that's not what makes you great. That's not what makes the situation great. What makes it great is sharing it and helping everybody else. What does it say? A rising tide raises all ships or something like that. So let's raise the ship. All of us together, we can do that. But that's really my biggest thing right there. I hope you guys take this and just explode it. And not just for the day of giving, because then all we're doing is give, right? Give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But teach a man the fish, you feed him for a lifetime. I'm hoping that's what we're doing. I'm hoping we're teaching people how to fish that will teach people how to fish that will teach people how to fish. Not for the goal of it, but just because sometimes it's just the right thing to do. It's just the right thing to do. You know, we look at it and I know I'm going off, but I'm going to answer all your questions. I just got to get this out while I can. Yeah, I look at my life, and most of you, some of you know some of the things I've been through, some of the things, because none of you know everything I've been through. Trust me, you don't. But at any point in time that we're face to face, I have no problem telling you. So, because, again, a lot of people say, man, I wish I was you. And I say, if you were me, you'd be done shot yourself in the head. And I promise you, 99.9% probably would have already done that. But it's not about that. It's about going through all that. I can look myself in the mirror. I can look any one of you face to face. And I can tell you, I am blessed. The Lord has truly blessed me. He has. If he has. and most aspects of life. Not in everything, because nobody's blessed in everything. But I know I am blessed. I know it. I know the things I've gone through, ventures, the people I've met in my life. I've been truly blessed. But I also know it's my responsibility, and what I try to do is pass that blessing on. Now, I'm not trying to make this a religious call or moral call or anything else. I'm just telling you from my perspective. You got to do what you want. But it's my goal, or one of my goals of being here is doing this. Because I can say this, too. I can say it with a straight face. I don't care if you guys were here for the last 10 years or you be here for the next 10 years. I'm going to get paid regardless. Because I know where it's at. I already have what I have, and I already know what I'm going to do. So I'm going to get paid regardless. But I'm trying to get somebody else paid. And I told you guys the story when I was in the military, when I first got started. I bought my first 7 houses, no money down. I made $45,000 on my first deal on a house I bought for $1,500. And I made $45,000 on it in less than 10 days. And I tried to tell all my friends, because I was still in the military. And my supervisor said, hey, man, you can't take everybody with you because they're not ready. Because I was trying to take everybody. Hold on. Look what I just did. We all can do this. And he was right. It took me some time to believe it because I kept saying, I'm no different than anybody else. I'm not. Yeah. I got a high school diploma, in case you guys didn't know that. I got a couple college classes, and on that, I'm just like everybody else. I don't have a BA. I don't have a master's. I don't have a PhD. None of it. Okay? And I'll tell everybody, I graduated from the School of Hard Knocks. I paid more for my education than any university in the world. I can promise you that. Mentally, physically, and financially, I have. I've lost more money than most people made in a lifetime. I have lost. But that was paying for my education. But all that's okay, because I'm still blessed to be who I am and where I am today. But I still know it's my responsibility to share that with those who want to listen and partake. I tell everybody. I tell every single person. I told you guys that. And I know I can't take everybody with me. But those who want to come, I welcome them aboard and say, let's go get it. I told everybody. And out of 100, if only 200 want to jump on board, then let's go, me and those two, let's go do it. Whatever it is, I'm going to share my knowledge. I'm hoping you guys have done the same thing. A lot of us are going to have people coming at us in the next week, because it's going to be in the next week, or at least by the end of this month. And they're going to come at you in two different ways. A lot of them are going to be mad at you. Wait, man. You didn't explain it right. You didn't push me far enough. You didn't say, this is how much I should go get. You. You're going to take all the blame. Because everything you didn't do. And then the other people are going to come at you and say, okay, now that we got this, what's next? You made me rich. You got me some money. Now, how do you make me richer? How do you get me some more money? Don't stop right here. Let's go. And I'm hoping and praying that for the last 12 years, 14 years, that we've prepared you to receive both. Because any way you look at it, this money is going to change your life. I can promise you that. All right, Ray, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, well, it's time for the call to stop now. You took up all the time.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Let's see, where was I? Big D says, when leaving money at the bank for one or more years, is it possible to quarterly split the interest amount, leaving some to build the amount and taking some to spend? How much money does it take to, that's another question. I'll let you answer that first.
So, again, guys, this is what I plan on doing. So you can do it any way you want to. So I'm going to go for the top dollar in every currency. I'm going to get as much as I can get. And then I'm going to, based on how much it is, I'm going to leave 50, 60, or maybe 70%. I'm going to make a deal with the bank. I'm going to give you this. And I'm going to give it to you for the longest period of time I can. And that's 5 years. 5 years, renewable every 5 years, my decision. I'm going to get it 5 years, and whatever interest rate I get, 10, 15, 20, whatever it is, annually, I want it paid out in monthly payments. I want it paid out in monthly payments so I will have some spending money, because that's my money's money. Now I know what's coming every month for the next 5 years, and I can go out and work with that. Whatever that interest payment is monthly, I know 50% of that is taxes. I got to pay it. And I'll be paying quarterly taxes. But now I know what I can live with. And I can plan. That's just off of my money working at the bank. I still got my other 30, 40% that I can go out and do whatever it is I want to do because I know I have a lifetime income right there. Well, I shouldn't have said lifetime because I hope we live longer than 5 years. But renewable, set it up in a trust. I can even pass it on to my family, and we continue to do that. But that's what I would do. If you don't have anything but the interest, if you have to leave it all there, then it gives you a check of $20,000 a month or $80,000 a month or $2 million a month. Then learn to live on that. But you can live and not worry. And it's there. And then do what you want to do with the other part. So that's my plan. I hope that answered the question.
All right. This next question was, how much money does it take to start a family foundation? The last time that I checked companies that I would go with, 2 years ago, they were in the 7,500 range. And I think they're upwards of over 8,000 now, close to maybe 9,000 for a full turnkey foundation package. Scorpio One says,
what?
Yeah, man, they don't play.
All right.
Scorpio One says, did the guy from last week that received the 2850 rate for Dinar ever get to complete his exchange? No, he did not. 72 NOVE, whatever that means, says, I gifted my fiance $3 million, and I was wondering, would it be better if I include her with mine when I exchange, considering I have a lot more to get a better rate?
You know what? I'm not going to include it with mine because I can't tax this implication, everything else. But I'm going to ask my exchanger to include our deal together. Hey, I'm going to give you this much, but I need you to put this over here so that it's not in one agreement, not signed together. But if he agrees to give her that rate, that's what I would do. I wouldn't try to exchange with mine, then give her the money, because she wouldn't have got the higher rate without you. And you've given the higher rate to her. You still got to pay taxes if there is taxes, or money to move the money. And it just complicates things, I think, even if you, because after that, it's not a transaction. I think it's more of a gift. Somebody's going to pay a gift tax. So there's a lot of different things to look at. I would try to negotiate the deal as separate transactions. That's what I would do. Okay.
All right. Lady S says, we were pumped up on the last call expecting the announcement of the RV taking place by Monday. Did IMF delay the announcement? And if they did, why? And on a scale of 1 to 10, how reliable do you consider your intel?
I don't know why they delayed it. And no, they didn't make any announcement. And everybody knows. And I consider my intel as reliable as it has been for the last 10, 12 years, 15 years, because it's the same people. Okay, what's next?
E. Steels. So it still suggested that we deposit our dinar proceeds in a separate account after we exchange. I asked because it was reported recently that there would be no taxes for our currency exchange.
And we just got that recently. There's no taxes on any of it. So don't worry about it. If you are worried about it, then file it separately. Those are choices you guys have to make. Again, in the beginning, I was told to do separate transactions because they knew the dinar would not be taxed. They didn't know about the other currencies. Now we're being told that none of them are going to be taxed. But again, that's your decision. I don't really know. I haven't seen it in writing, but I'm doing what I always do, is pass the information on to you that I'm getting. Okay?
Okay. Scout Dad says, what defines the opening and closing of a window of opportunity if we were always in an anytime state already? Would you explain windows a bit more?
A window of opportunity is the time frame that they give us to look for it. Real simple, is what they plan on. As we've always said, a plan is just that, a plan. There's always changes, people always flexible, things always happen before the button is pushed, guys. That's all. We're giving you the time frame, like right now, when they expect to see it. The banks say after 4 today, because that's the window they were given to operate under. It's no different when you go to your job and say, hey, we need this done between 8 and 12. Well, that's the window they give you to get it done. And if it doesn't happen, there's a reason why not. And then they say, well, get it done by 2 o'clock then. Because this isn't hard. You're making it harder than it has to be. And we keep giving you what they're giving. We keep giving you what they're operating under at that moment in time. Well, when one window closes, another one opens. But we don't know which one is the window. So we go with it. What we do know, without a doubt or with more certainty than any time in this, is that Sadani said it will be done by the end of the month. Effective January 1, the entire new system is operating. Well, it comes with a new rate. So that part we do know. Other than that, we're having windows of opportunity for it to happen right now. Okay, Ray, what's next?
Cajun Red Bull says, with home title scams becoming more prevalent, what happens if we put our homes in a trust and a scammer gets it? Does the trust offer more protection than just personal ownership? Not to my knowledge. The same thing will happen to trust that happens to you. So we have to use the same precautions to make sure that doesn't happen.
I'm going to say you can put a, I can't remember what you call it. Anyway, you can put, when you go do your real estate transaction, tell them you want to protect your title. And there is a service or system you put on there, any changes to your title, anything. So it does apply or they immediately notify you. I can't think what it's called right now. But there is a way to protect your title, yes. But there are a bunch of scams going on out there. All right, go ahead.
Okay. B. Dome says, early on we were told to provide a letter to anyone we gave currency to so they could prove where and when they got it. Is that still going to be the case?
Well, yeah, if you already gave it to them. If anybody ever asks me, then hey, it's notarized, it's when they got it, everything else. So still a legal document, which is good. The other thing is called title lock. You can put a title lock on your title when you get your property. Go ahead. What's next?
RV Me Now says the Real. Is it still showing live? If so, how much? How is it possible since they are in sanctions? Still showing as far as we're concerned. 367 or 347? I forget the last time we gave you guys a Real rate.
All right, yep, it's still there. All right, go ahead.
RP Moore, 1086.
At a different rate. Go ahead, sorry.
Okay. RP Moore, 1086 says, now that IMF is handling the finances with the RV, will it be on U.S. time or Iraq time? U.S. time. I'm quoting that. East Coast time.
Well, that's what the banks are looking for, East Coast time. I don't know how that's going to affect Iraqi time, but they're thinking today after 4 o'clock East Coast time is what the banks are saying. You know, again,
okay.
The three-letter agency are saying in the next 48 hours. Councilmen are saying in the next 72 hours. So those are the windows that we have from those prospective agencies. Go ahead, Ray.
Beta says, at 4:15 today, the Federal Reserve is having a meeting on foreign exchange rates. Will this be the catalyst to bring the RV?
I don't know. Maybe that's why they said after 4 today. I don't know. I can't tell you that what it's going to be. But guess what? I have a Fed Reserve contact. So let me send that to him and see if he says, yeah, that's what we're waiting on. Okay? We'll get back to you on that.
A&W, post RV, do you have a limit on how much you would place with a single banking institution?
I don't, but my limit wouldn't apply to you because I don't know how much you have versus how much I have, anything else. So, again, I was going to leave the bulk at the bank when I go do my exchange so I can get the highest rates on all of it, at least 50% for the five-year point. I would then take the rest and divide it up amongst three banks, wealth managers, as I've always told you guys, give them a year or 2 years to perform, and once I see who's performing the best, that's where I would move it all to. That's always been my plan. That's still my plan. I'm going to go through with it.
All right. Pepito 3891424 says, if not family, who can we use as a trustee on an irrevocable trust? Could it be a trusted financial advisor or a trust attorney? Your thoughts? Hail to the no. It would be neither one of them.
Wait. It can be, though. It can be, right?
Right, but he said your thoughts.
So
your thoughts being,
but it can.
What are you thinking? Yeah, you can name anybody you want to be a trustee on an irrevocable trust. But it'll never, ever, ever be either one of them, not for anything I'm involved in. All right, Lil Fish says, with the increase of hostilities throughout the Middle East, how can Iraq revalue their currency now? It is much too volatile, and distrust is rising at an alarming rate.
Sorry. Say it again.
To say, with the Middle East issues going on, how can Iraq revalue the currency right now with all the distrust that's going on?
Because Iraq is not involved in it directly. As Iran is involved in it directly, cause confusion. Saudi Arabia is not involved in it directly. Any other Middle Eastern country. Germany's not involved in it. Seriously, anybody making deals with Iraq right now is going on is not actually involved in it. Guys, the only people that's involved in what's going on over there is Iran, Syria, Israel, the United States, well, EU kind of got themselves involved in it yesterday at another level. But trust me, it doesn't have anything to do with this part. Even though everybody wanted to make sure that Iran didn't get money to give the rebels, Russia didn't get money to fight Ukraine, the new banking system, which goes through Chase and Citibank, and the U.S. partners ensures now that that's not going to happen so they can go on with the process. The fact that Iraq has initiated those financial changes that we've been waiting 20 years for is all done and completed. Remember, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, Western Union, MasterCard, Visa, now control their financial system and can track every dollar. Just remember that. All right, next.
Okay, so we're going to go to live callers. And the very first caller, we're going to limit to two calls, two questions.
Really? You had to start out with really? This foolishness. Hey, how y'all doing?
Two, eight, one.
Hey. How y'all doing today? Good.
Hey there. I'm fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
Good.
Yep.
Mr. Tony,
super
fantastic. How you doing?
How you doing? I'm super
I'm
fantastic. How you doing?
Good, I'm good. So, now, how many folks from the U.S. is on the IMF team? That's what I want to know. And so, if that's the case, are any of them folks going to be holding it up for a minute until they get what they want or whatever? How is the U.S. tied into this? Because we know the U.S. is over the IMF in some at some point in fashion as well.
Well, I don't know. So this is what you do. You get it from your laptop, this thing called Google, and you say, who are the IMF members and what countries are they from? And it's going to give you each one of them. Now, usually, that person is appointed by the President of the United States because it's usually the U.S. I don't know which country currently is in charge of the IMF, so I don't want to give you any bad information. The agreement is already down in place, or they wouldn't have green-lighted it, and they certainly wouldn't have said, hey, we've turned it over to the IMF, if they didn't already know what was going to happen and when it was going to happen. We just don't know.
Okay. So with that said, the other countries that now is ready, because we know we had heard, you know, that there were some other countries that wasn't quite ready a couple of weeks or so ago. All those people are ready. Have they started what they needed to do in those other countries and the U.S. just haven't started up over here? Or everybody's still waiting to go all around the world?
Everybody's still waiting to go all around the world because it will all go at one time. Within 2 minutes, it's supposed to be all the way around the world. Nobody has a newer rate. Nobody's trading at the new rate. The system is in place. The agreements are in place. They made the connections electronically so that it happens simultaneously with everybody. The last thing that they were waiting for was for Iran to agree with Iraq how they were going to do their trade. Already has everybody else done. Two of those things were accomplished yesterday, which should be enough for it to go through, and nobody cares about Iran anyway. But Iraq still has to have a way to do trade with them, and they've decided they're going to use the euro, the lira, and something else with Iran to do it. So the system is now complete, and that's what they've been saying, okay?
Okay, well, I mean, we've been waiting this long, I guess, and it is a good thing that the U.S. have turned it over, but we still know the U.S. still have parts of their hands in this. So I'm just hoping that now that what you just shared with us is enough for them to release it, because we know Iran as well has been a troublemaker for this for many, many years and still, you know, causing havoc. So hopefully what they determined and agreed upon yesterday with Iran is going to be enough for this to go through. So, all right, well, those were my questions. I just wanted to know, and hopefully we'll see it today or this week. I'm ready. You guys have a good
all
day.
Right.
Thank you for what all ready. You do.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Hey.
Bye.
Wait. How did you like Ray's new song? Didn't it say something about a bus or a
Well, you know what? I'm so glad you called me back here. Hold on for a minute. Now, let me see. Now, hold up. Now, you've been dogging on Texas forever. and the man that came in from Alabama, he was just whining and everything. Bus lady wig and Danny up under the house. We don't never say nothing about Alabama. We love Alabama. So we not gonna be whining, okay? Just get it over with.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Did he say something about Alabama? Okay. All right, so, then.
Yeah, I like the song that the king played. I've heard it before. Mm-hmm. I've heard it.
Oh.
So we like the song. Right. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Talk to you
thank
later.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. 7-0. You are on. Seven seven zero, 713.
Hi.
Hi.
Ray, thank you. Thank you so much. I have been calling in. This is the odd challenge lady. And I thought
okay.
you marked me as somebody that was just calling in and listening. And so thank you. Okay, so here's my first question. Last week, it was somebody asked a question that when we go to the bank, how much cash can we get? And I thought I heard you guys say that the banks had a meeting and they decided they weren't going to give out cash at the exchange. Is that right?
I believe that is right. That was the information we got 3 weeks ago. So,
okay.
Because it makes it easier for them. You have your card, your account, and then you can go to another bank and get your cash.
Okay, I thought it was something like that. So, okay, that takes care of that question. Ray, this question is for you. On the boulevard, are they taking the 2020 denoms?
As far as I know, they better be, because that's
okay.
what I am.
Okay. They just had so many. I did a all-day research on that, and, oh, boy, there was just so many. But, okay. So I'll go to the next one. Now, Tony, I mentioned before about gifting people currency, and they had about a million or 2 million. Do they have to call the 800 number, or can they go and exchange that at the window?
They have what? Because I can understand what you were saying.
Oh, okay. I've gifted people currency. Some of them have up to 1 million or 2 million. It just depends. And can they exchange that at the window, or do they need to call the 800 number?
1 million or 2 million at what?
Dong.
Oh. Well, you know what? Yeah, they're going to have to call the 800 number. Anybody who wants anything other than the Forex rate is going to have to call the 800 number to set an appointment. The teller window is only going to be able to give you the Forex rate.
Okay, so, I mean, these people, it was just something that I've given them. It's not like they've been following, you know, this whole thing was going on. So I don't even think in their mind that they would think to try to negotiate anything. They would just be taking what's there. Is that bad?
Well, let me think about it for a minute. So I have 1 million dong, and the rate is 47 cents, so I can go get $470,000. Or
right.
I have 1 million dong, and I can call an 800 number, and even with 1 million dong, I might get $1 or $2, so I could get $2 million instead of $470,000 just by making a phone call.
Right, and I agree. I know you would be better off calling the 800 number, but would they be, you know, is it too much for them if they're not aware of the process and, you know, trying to negotiate anything, or just go in there and get what they can get? You can only tell them so much at the last minute. is what
I'm
saying.
Okay, look, let me make it easier for you then, okay? I'll make it easier for you. If you don't want to spend the time to educate them on the process, which you shouldn't,
Tony.
They should have already been on the call, then let them go get what they get. Because I can't explain them. I don't know the people. I don't know how smart they are. I don't know if you want to give them the website, tell them to go back and read all our comments, read all our calls, educate themselves before they go or not. But if you don't deal with it or don't want to deal with it, I certainly don't want to deal with it. Tell them go get what they get. They should have did what you did and paid attention.
Okay. Well, I wasn't trying to make it seem like I wouldn't have wanted to deal with it. It's just, okay.
Well, that's your only choice. Either you explain it to them and tell them what to do, or they just go get what they get.
Yeah. Okay. And my last question was, I think that was it. Once we change, I know you've been saying that, you know, to call back after we exchange and share the process of what we went. What number are we calling to do that? And how do we reach you in order to get, you know, that information to you?
Okay. The chat room is still going to be there for people to put it in there. The form is still going to be there. We're still going to be able to do calls. And just like right now, you call, you raise your hand, and then you tell us your story.
Okay. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Well, thank you guys very much for all that you've done. Huh?
Yeah, let me explain this to you guys, too. So I already know. When RV happens, I have some friends here now. They always call me and ask me what's going on. Has it happened yet? Blah, blah, blah. These are friends of mine. So, yeah, I'm having a meeting in my house. In my house. I'm going to say the rates live because I'm only going to do it one time. So I'm sending out a text message to everybody that's in my system saying, be at my house at this time because I'm only doing this one time. And I'm going to say, this is what's going on. This is the rate. This is what you should do. Call the 800 number and go and do what you do. Because that's the only time I'm going to do it. And I can say I told them. Anybody outside of that, because there's a bunch of people I told who don't have, my address or my phone number or anything else I run into. If they weren't listening, they're going to go up to the teller and they're going to get what they get. That's all. These people have to be my really close friends. So I'm going to tell them, this is the rate you should go ask for. This is how you go get it. But that's me. You guys have to decide what you want to do. And I'm going to have them all in the room together. I'm not doing 30 calls, 30 education calls, 30 this is what I would do if I were you calls. Everybody's coming. They're going to sit in the room. We're going to talk about it. They're going to go home. And don't ask me nothing else about it. Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you, because I had planned that I was going to do two meetings in case the time wasn't good. But thank you. I'm on the right track.
Listen,
thank you so much.
Understand this. This is what I'm telling people. You're going to be here. This is your one and only chance. Oh, I got to go to work. Oh, my cousin got to do this. Oh, I was already going through a bad one. You choose your priority, but I'm only doing this one time. And if that is more important than you getting this money, then go do that. But don't call me and ask me about it because I already had my meeting.
We got you. Okay, you guys have a blessed day, and thank you so much again for all that you do.
All right, thank you. Listen, guys, as somebody said this, the chat room is going to stay open. The forum is going to stay open at least for the 10 days that they expect us to be there. I don't know what might happen after that, but at least for those 10 days, we're going to be back here trying to help get everybody going. Well, it should be a little bit after that because the 10th day is going to be our day of giving. And then I'm going to give the new system out after that. So just hold on. All right, go ahead, Ray.
I think I'm in, but I don't think Ray has said my number yet.
Okay, but he picked you, he wouldn't be talking. All
right. Yeah, 660. You're on. Go ahead. Sorry.
All right. All right. Tony, you tweeted out contracts and business paid at the new rate. That new rate was by chance?
I can tell you he got paid on Saturday. He got paid at the new rate. He actually was trying to figure it out. He said he knew it was $3 and something, but he couldn't get it down to the penny. So he was trying to work it out, and I haven't actually talked to him since then.
All right. Over the past week or so, we've had some people going in for bank appointments and have been, you know, repeatedly told, like, okay, come back tomorrow, and then the next day they hear again, come back tomorrow. What's the status with those people, and are they still being told, like, are any of them being told, like, to come in today, or what are they hearing?
They're hearing after 4 o'clock today.
Okay. And what are you currently hearing from your CBI contacts, or is that who you were talking about earlier?
He thought it was going to be today, and I haven't talked to him today, so we'll see. I'll probably get some information later, but today was his day because CBI, IMF, Treasury, and the Fed all said today. All
right. So my last question here. So you said it got passed off to the IMF. Are the people that you know who are working for the Federal Reserve and the Treasury, like, I'm so confused. This has to be a really strange job for them. Do they come in every day, like, just sitting there with, like, I mean, I know they're doing stuff, but are they just, like, staring at a screen waiting for something to happen, or they just – what is that like?
It's like doing their everyday job, waiting for them to be told that it happened, and now let's go do what's next. They still have jobs to do, same jobs they have for the last 10, 12 years. That's what they go in and do, and just be on alert for this to happen, so they can do the things that pertain to it. Nobody's just sitting around getting paid waiting for the RV. There's no job like that.
Right. All right, fellas, I'm going to let you go. Appreciate all the hard work. It means a lot to us. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
610, Erico, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man and
greetings.
PA.
Hey, man. How you doing? You good?
I'm good. Tony, I heard you at the beginning of the call, and Friday I was at my very best friend and best Air Force buddy's retirement ceremony at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. And after the ceremony, I called in and was dialing in on the Q&A line for about 15 minutes, and I couldn't get in. I guess there were just people still hanging on the call. And I even tried when the music started as well. So I apologize. That's why I couldn't get on the call. The people were on the call, and I just couldn't get in. But I'm here today.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. So you never have to apologize. I mean, we appreciate you doing what you do for us all the time. I just want to make sure you were okay, first of all, that nothing happened. And now, even though you've explained it, now I want to make sure you're saying it's Ray's fault for not letting you in, right?
No, it's not Ray's fault. It's the people. Oh, it's the people not
okay?
understanding that they're not supposed to be on the call if they don't have a question.
There you go. My bad. All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
All right. All right. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help. And this is how you get on the list that Tony sends out all the emails to. So go to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, click on that red payment button, and when you do, you will be brought to the page that says payment support. And I'm reading verbatim from the page on the computer. To electronically send a payment and or support amount for Blog Talk Radio, RayRen98, please click here for any debit or credit cards. Please click here for any debit or credit cards. Click on that. You will then be taken to the payment support page where at the top of the page it says, subscribe to our paid members list. Under that, it says this is to enable your name to be added after payment. Very important. This is to enable your name to be added after payment. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your email address. And when typing in your email address there, please double-check the spelling. Make sure your email address is spelled correctly. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your first name, then your last name, and under that is the all-important subscribe button. After you've clicked on the subscribe button, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a sentence that says, thank you for subscribing. That is your confirmation that your email address and name have been subscribed to the list that Tony sends out all the emails to. Now, your next step in order to activate that subscription is to then scroll down to the menu page of payments that are provided for you and click on the payment that you would like to send in. That will then take you to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name on the card, and your debit or credit card information. After you've typed in your debit or credit card information, at the bottom of the page is that blue pay key. After you've clicked on the blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show. That is your confirmation, ladies and gentlemen, that your name and email address have been added to the list that Tony sends out all the emails to and will be active on that list. Please keep in mind, it still takes 48 to 72 hours for that list to be updated and activated. So please remember to do it today. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and KYM. Know your math, meaning that when you sit down in front of that banker, you are able to correctly calculate the rate that that banker gives you times the amount of currency you have so that you wind up with the correct $1,000 in your bank account before you leave the bank. And remember, Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you,
sir. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome.
817, area code, you are home.
Hi, Ray. Hey, Tony. Appreciate the opportunity to visit with you. Tony, I had a question about kind of a follow-up question to the other caller in regard to the payment of contracts and salaries, I think you said, that were paid at the new rate. How does that – Iraq has a new in-country rate. Is that how you would think about that?
I would think about it as, yeah, they're doing something that we're not seeing, obviously. There are different contracts over there. Some people have, you know, contracts that are international, and some have contracts that are within Iraq itself, the country. So they've been knowing what the rate is going to be. They've been knowing what it's going to be, what their contracts were converted from dollars to dinar already, something we're just seeing news articles being talked about. And some of them, as they said, 53% of the budget has been paid out so far this year, or 58, 50-something. And some of them have received their initial payments. And their contract is at the new rate, so their payment was at the new rate. And again, they received them on Saturday because the new rate was supposed to go live today. So they did. So they applied it that way. Go ahead.
Well, the fact that they received it on Saturday, that helps to support the concept of a much earlier RV than the first of the year. It'd be hard to
keep all that a secret. We thought it was today.
Well, you know, as you say, the day's not over yet either. One other question. I'm sorry, I did not mean to interrupt you.
No, I just said yes. You're right. I thought it was today.
Oh, okay, okay. Now, if this question is, if it would be too long of an answer, I certainly understand, and I could get information another way. But I of course am enrolled on the payment schedule for the support of TNT, but for whatever reason I can't get enrolled into the forum. I tried to do that just this weekend, and it asked. I checked the part that said that I don't have my information, and I gave them my email address, and then they came back that they didn't have any such email address in their system. Can you all help me with that, or should I call back at another number or something?
No, I can help you with it. No, everybody, it's real simple. The payment system that you can sign up for and email and make your payment in has nothing to do with the form in the chat room. That's just to receive the notifications for the calls, text, and when the number system is ready, which I talked to him this morning again, which hopefully be today or tomorrow, you'll be able to add your phone number. But again, you will have to do that. That's entirely separate system outside the chat in the forum. And that's okay. Now, the chat in the forum, I was just going to blame it on Ray, but I'll tell you guys. All right. are things that Ray does do. Doesn't do that part. But we cut off the chat and the forum 7-8 years ago, a long time ago, because just a bunch of idiots, which I thought about over the weekend, kept coming in saying that this was a lie, it was never going to happen. We're trying to steal everybody's money. They kept telling everybody they were stupid for falling, stupid for buying, just a whole bunch of stuff. Talking about my background, talking about his background, talking about who we are, threatening our families, a whole bunch of stuff.
Ooh.
So we had to shut it off and get all the idiots out. That's basically what happened. So we just stopped letting people in. And it's been closed the entire time. Now, you can't get in chat, but you can access the forum and see all the information that goes in there just by going through the site. Click the forum button, and then you can operate within the forum. You can't put stuff in there because you're not a member. You can read what's in there. You can't get in chat because you're not a member. And you're not a member is because Ray won't open it back up for anybody else to become members because he said he don't want to deal with a bunch of idiots again.
I understand. Okay, well, that answers my question as to why I couldn't figure out how to get in because I wasn't supposed to figure out how to get in. I'd like to share.
No, you can get in the forum, though. You can get in the forum and read the information. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you for that. You know, Tony, you talk about, or you've encouraged us to pay back, you know, this blessing that we're going to be receiving. And I'd like to just take 1 second and share my thought about, I don't know if this qualifies for what you wanted us to do, but a long, long time ago, I decided that I was going to take 10% of the gross proceedings and put it into a foundation, I guess is what you'd call it. And the intent of that would be to pay all of that money out to charitable causes. And since I'm a Christian, I intend to use it toward Christian charitable causes. And the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a family foundation for gifts to organizations that are not necessarily Christian organizations. And you know, I'm getting older, and I'm honestly, I'm figuring on spending the rest of my life giving money away after I make certain that my grandkids and my family are secure. So that's kind of my thinking about it. And I don't know if that qualifies for what you had in mind for a payback.
Listen, anything qualifies, but you feel like you're helping someone who needs help, okay? Whether it's a bum on the street, whether it's a small church versus a big church, whether it's a social group who you think is benefiting society or the community, because I can't tell everybody how to believe in which group is good and which group isn't. I do know there are some charities out there that put most of the money in their pockets, buy big houses, cars, and fly around the country. But there's some churches like that too. So you guys are going to have to decide that. But
and I fully intend to do
whoever you give it to. In my eyes, whoever you're trying to help become better in a different situation. Now, there's one thing giving away money. It's something totally different, giving away knowledge.
Right.
Okay?
Yes, sir, I understand that. Okay, well, again, thank you so much for the information, and I'm clearer now on the situation in Iraq and also on the forum. So, again, thank you both for all you do for us, and hope you have a wonderful week, and I hope this is going to be the week that we can all get ready to go to the bank.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. See y'all later. Bye.
All right now. Bye-bye. No, bye-bye. Whoops.
Is that it?
That's it, sir. Time to check out.
All right. Before I get to that, I just got to tell you guys this something. Texas is always going to be Texas. They're always going to be the caboose. We're always going to laugh at them about taking a busload of people going to the bank 10 years before a situation even happened. Nothing we can do about that. Texas is just Texas. I'll tell you. You know, like they say, God protects who? Babies and fools. And ain't no babies in Texas. Just so you know, first of all. No, here's the other thing. I got to tell you guys. Alabama's football team, because I need everybody to understand it. You sent me the stuff about Auburn and everything else, and I wanted Auburn to win. But Saturday, I actually wanted Alabama to win. I wanted them to win because I thought if they beat number one, Georgia, then actually it would leave room for some other deserving teams to move up who hadn't lost anything. Well, Alabama did that. They did beat them. But somehow or another, two teams who just lost last week end up in the championship. One team who never lost was counted out. One team, or two teams who lost to number one were counted out. So there's something about that good old boy system in the SEC. We call it a cheating system. That's coming to an end. I just want y'all to know. No way they should be there. No way one conference, if you guys don't know football, should control the whole league like the SEC does. I'm probably creating a whole lot of new enemies right now. But still, fair is what's fair. You know what I always say? I always do. Every NFL game, NBA game, everything. It's okay if you beat them. Just don't cheat them. Okay? Because there's a difference. I just need all those Bama fans to understand what the rest of the world is thinking. All right. Now I got that out the way. It's a good day, believe it or not. All right? Look, Bama boys, I'm going to tell Ray to pick me. I just picked you. I need y'all to understand, it's a good day.
Wow.
Nobody's upset, huh?
No, look, we're good. Go ahead.
Yeah, none of the agencies are upset. Nobody's saying it's stopped, stalled, or anything. Some expecting it today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. So we're all good. The only person I haven't heard from today, so far, is CBI. I haven't heard from him today. Or, you know, my people in Iraq. I haven't heard from Kurdistan today. So if I get something from them later on, I'll kind of just tweet it out or send it out in the email. That might be different. Just information to everybody who receives the email. I'll probably tweet it out, just so you know. We'll get an update. But it's all good. Race is still there. It's still on the screen. The light is still green. And we're still moving along. Nothing bad to say. Look for something after 4 o'clock is our first opening window from our sources. So after 4, I'm going to be contacting bank sources to see what they see. And we'll go from there. All right, with that, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And share the super fantastic. All right, Ray.
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for this marvelous Monday morning. And let's see what happens as the clock ticks minute by minute by minute. Anything could happen at this stage. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. Clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made. Oh, I believe. Oh, it's already done.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
That my God is a healer, yes He is, and I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able. Oh, I believe I know He is already done.
The Word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.